Eddie Chavez. Ruben Nava. And Jesse Romero. Jesus 911.
Soul Patrol, Jesus 911, two-man car, Jess Romero, Dr. Dan Schneider, talking about all things spiritual warfare. Good morning, Dan. I'm glad you're reporting for duty.
That's right. I'm 10-8 reporting for duty, sir.
All right. Dan, this is an important question that I want us to kind of flesh out, specifically you, Dr. Dan Schneider, since you're the training officer and I'm the bookman.
I'm just dorking, man. That's it.
I'm just writing paper, dude. I'm just sitting shotgun. I'm just writing paper. You're the one
I'm going
to
Mike.
This call. We're going to this call. We're going to handle it this way.
Yeah.
Here's the big question that a lot of people have in their minds. There's a series of prayers called Auxilium Christianorum prayers.
Right.
They were written by several Catholic exorcists. You probably know more of the origins than I do. And a lot of people are wondering, can I pray those prayers? Because I've been told by my pastor that I should stay away from those prayers. So tell us about the Auxilium Christianorum prayers. You can find them on the internet, by the way, auxiliumchristianorum.org. They're in this book, Deliverance Prayers for the Laity. I've been praying them every night since I discovered them several years ago, every single night without fail. So tell us, who put them together? Are they safe? Are they not safe? What say you?
Yeah, no, these are put together largely by Father Chad Ripperger and Kyle Clement, his main assistant. So these were put together for those involved in specifically those involved in liberation and exorcism ministry, to form an association of prayer that we're praying together for one another, particularly in protection for the priest, anyone involved in assisting the priest, and also weighing in with the church universally for souls as well that have come to us for assistance. So that was really the formation. It was some set prayers that we do for one another, but specifically through the Society of Our Most Sorrowful Mother, Father Chad Ripperger.
Because without a doubt, Dan, I mean, lay people, obviously, even people that aren't involved in the apostolic work of healing, deliverance, and exorcism, I mean, some people just want to, they live in a state of grace, they want to continue being protected, they want to protect their wife, their marriage, their family, their kids, and so you don't necessarily have to be part of some healing, deliverance, and exorcism team, do you?
No, in the book and even on the internet, it'll give you some of the requirements or some of the prerequisites. One of the things that it says is to become a member, you're strongly exhorted to consult your spiritual director or confessor. And it isn't that there's anything spooky or scary about these prayers. These are just basic liberation prayers, again, put together by, one of the most leading experts in exorcism in this country, if not the world. So these are prayers for protection, et cetera. But why the consultation to work with your spiritual director or confessor? Because what happens is what we don't want is just rogue operators out there. Because when you get separated from the body, think of this in combat. If particularly in a place like Iraq or Afghanistan, where it's just a vast wasteland of desert or mountains, and you can get lost. And you get separated from your unit, you're very vulnerable. So similarly in spiritual warfare, we all need to be engaging in spiritual warfare, but it's good that you consult with your pastor or spiritual director, because things might light up or things might he might say – it begins a conversation – and you have an ecclesial connection, and the spiritual director or your confessor might say, well, why do you feel like you need to do these prayers? Well, because I've got this and this going on in my life, and I suspect this is going on, or I got this as my home, or I've got a child that's have some behavioral issues, or I'm struggling, my marriage is struggling. So you've now introduced a pastoral connection, and you've connected your spiritual warfare, and you're trying to clean up some garbage in your house. and you're connecting it now ecclesially with your pastor or with your confessor and your spiritual director. So that's the only thing. It's just prudent to do. Everything we do in this particular, the way we do it, we're not independent of the pastor. We're not just, well, Father says, go ahead and use the parish hall on Tuesday nights to pray for people. That's not the same as what we do, which is we stay connected with the local priest, because ultimately liberation comes through the sacraments. Our definition of liberation is union with God the Father through Jesus Christ and the sacrament. So we need to be connected with our confessor, particularly when we're involved in spiritual warfare.
And Dan, these prayers are safe. I'll tell you why I've seen is because they're deprecatory in nature, which basically it means they're petitioning prayers. And so that's always a safe way to pray, because you're asking our Lord, our Lady, the angels and saints to do the heavy lifting for you. And I want you to give us the definitions and a practical blue collar definition of deprecative prayers, imprecatory, on the next segment. Jesus 911, two-man car. We'll be back.
In 1 Corinthians 13:13, St. Paul says, "So there abide faith, hope, and love, these three." According to St. Ignatius of Antioch, faith is the beginning and love is the end. And God is the two of them brought into unity. Then comes everything else that makes up a Christian. May God grant that we may attain all the virtues that make for authentic followers of His Son.
Tummy.
How does the baby eat?
Can the baby hear me?
How did the baby get in there?
Wow, a pregnancy can sure generate a lot of questions, but what's important is that a baby is a baby, inside and out of the womb, not just after birth, but 9 months before, at conception.
That's right, every baby is a miracle. Hello, my name is Marianne Kuharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives or assistance, or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org, or better yet, simply dial #250 on your cell phone and say the keyword pro-life. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
Pro-Life Across America.
Buying or selling your home or your business property? This is Terry Barber. Real Estate for Life underwrites the Terry and Jesse Show, and they can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. And when they receive their referral fee, they will give 80% of it to a pro-life organization. Wow, that's 80%. RealEstateForLife.org, 877-LIFE-US1.
Now, back to Jesus 911. If this call is not an emergency, dial 888-526-2151.
Jesus 911, Jess Romero, Dr. Dan Schneider. We're talking about all things relating to spiritual warfare from a Catholic perspective. And we're talking about these prayers found in this book, Deliverance Prayers for Use by the Lady, written by Father Chad Ripperger and his team of exorcists from the SMD and his associates. These are prayers that are approved for lay people, and they're safe. I give these prayers out like candy. I tell guys that come to me constantly asking for spiritual direction. I say, number one, go to your priest, go to confession, get to know your pastor. Start a relationship with your pastor. Let him see you Sundays at Mass. Make sure you're receiving the final blessing from him. Make sure you're living in a state of grace. Start developing a ritualistic prayer life of three times a day, as it says in Daniel chapter 6, verse 10 and 11. And after you go to confession, tell your pastor that you're going to start these prayers because you feel that you have to bump up your prayer life and show it to him. And so these prayers are called deprecative prayers. By the way, I also have these prayers in my book, Lord, Prepare My Hands for Battle. I also have them there. This is an AR-15, these prayers, but you have to know how to use the AR-15. Okay? You can't grab this AR-15 if you're in mortal sin and living a reckless life and be praying these prayers every night. So, Dan, why are these prayers safe? What's the difference between deprecative prayers and what we'll see, for example, maybe what a priest will do in the rite of exorcism, where he'll be doing imprecative or imprecatory prayers?
Yeah, precatus is a Latin word for prayers or beseeching. So im is on top of, de is from below in Latin. So imprecatory is in the name of Jesus, I. And deprecatory is, Lord, may you please do this. You know, it's just a subtle difference. But the imprecatory should really only be used over oneself, one's temporal goods, and within your family construct. And then deprecatory, you're completely safe to do in any way you want. You know, will you pray for me? Sure. Lord, may you help this person. May you drive this person. You know, the Thursday auxilium prayers. You know, my Lord, thou art all powerful. Thou art God. Thou art our Father. We beg thee through the intercession. We beg thee. That's deprecatory. We beg thee through the intercession and help the archangels, Saints Michael, Raphael, and Gabriel, for the deliverance of our brothers and sisters who are enslaved by the evil one. So we're praying prayers of deliberation for other people. All saints of heaven, come to our aid. You're invoking the whole mystical body, the saints and the angels in heaven. And then this lists off the very great, great prayer. From anxiety, sadness, and obsessions, we implore thee, deliver us, O Lord. And it's just a very safe way to operate it. The effectiveness of prayer, regardless of how it isn't based on, the ingenious of the operator. The foundation of good prayer is authority, and from position of authority, do you have the authority to pray over this person or thing, and the merit of the practitioner? What do I mean by merit? State of grace, of course, but the level of holiness in virtue of the practitioner in a state of grace, obviously, and the authority over the object or the person involved. This is the most effective way to pray, particularly. And when you have those things and it's imprecatory, it's even more powerful. But since we're praying here for others, we pray imprecatory prayers, even the Wednesday prayers. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and God, we ask thee to render all spirits impotent, paralyzed, and ineffective in attempting to take revenge against any one of the members of the Auxilium Christian Orum, families, friends, etc. So imprecatory, we're praying these prayers daily for those involved in the ministry. But what this discipline does, again, work with your confessor or spiritual director to make sure they're on board with it so they understand that you're going to start engaging. But what this does is now it starts teaching how to use this AR-15. There's a reason when I was in the military, the AR-15 had two switches, semi-auto and fully auto. So what did they find was during battle, they would, a soldier would get nervous, squeeze a trigger, keep it squeezed, and just deplete through an entire magazine of ammunition and waste ammunition, have to reload and waste time on the battlefield reloading, etc. So they started the new ones have come out with a 3-round burst. So those are things that soldiers learned and military has learned to adapt. The same thing here. This starts to teach you by praying these prayers every day. It starts to teach you where to engage. Now, what's the end? Here's the fear that I get. I hear it a lot. I heard it this week from a priest. I don't really want. I was invited by this priest to get involved in the ministry of exorcism, but I feel like I'm not. If I go there, I'm going to be targeted. Well, guess what? You were targeted the day that you prostrated yourself before the bishop and was received and ordained as a priest of the living God. You were targeted as a layman the day that you stood before God and family and made your vows to your spouse in sickness and health, for better or for worse. You were targeted the day you were baptized. We're all been targeted. This is a spiritual warfare. So you might as well learn how to do it. My advice to the priest, I said, Father, I'm going to tell you something from experience as a fighter. You'll never, ever, there's never a good strategy to not throw punches. It's never a good strategy to be only on the defense. It doesn't work. Even who's the guy from Las Vegas, the greatest, one of the greatest fighters is still fighting. He's in his 40s. Mayweather. Pacquiao also, but Mayweather is a defensive fighter. He uses his whole body, uses his shoulders, but Mayweather is a puncher too, and a counter puncher. He has great defense, but he knows when it's time to punch. Watch, you know, Mike Tyson is making a comeback, right? Roy Jones Jr., right?
Yeah.
I'm guessing, but watch the opening 30 seconds. What Tyson will probably do, he's probably just going to bum rush Jones and start throwing haymakers. He's seen Jones, been on the canvas before. He's going to hit him. He's going to close the gap, and he's going to try to make suffocate him and hurt him early. And keep so Jones does not get into a rhythm, because if Jones gets into a rhythm,
he's going to figure out Tyson's
and he's a quicker fighter. He's probably in a little better shape, but Tyson's going to bum rush him and hit him hard and try to squeeze him out, you know, close the gap and keep his rhythm off. And this is what happens to us when we start to wake up and realize I got to start praying for my family. The evil one's going to rush you like Mike Tyson, and he's going to start throwing big punches early. You got to cover up. You got to move. You got to get out of the way and survive that first round, and then it's game on. And then you're Buster Douglas, right? And then you start figuring out, and you start getting your timing, and you start to figure out how to defeat your opponent. So how do we do that? He's going to throw a flurry of stuff at you at the very beginning. You got to just accept it. That's just part of it. This is called spiritual warfare. It's not spiritual compromise. This is not paintball. We're not playing laser tag. We're playing for keeps. You know what I mean? We're here for the salvation of our souls. At the end of the day, God's not going to go to you and me, and he's going to say, hey, Jess, Dan, tell me, what was your ratings on your radio show? How many people did you reach every week on your podcast? He's going to say, hey, show me your kids. Show me your wife. Where are they? Where are they on the salvation scale? You know? So how do we do that? When we get hit, how do you counterpunch? And how do we counterpunch? What's our offensive and what's our defensive posture? Our offensive posture, our punching ability is through prayer. Our defensive posture, keeping the hands up, is virtue. So if you come back after if Jones comes back after the first round and he starts swelling up under his left eye, what does it mean? It means Tyson's getting he's hitting him with his right hand. So what do you got to tell him? Get your left hand up. You're getting hit with the right. Or if he comes back and the left side of his cheek is nice and rosy and swollen a little bit, he's got a little blood out of the right side of his mouth. What's happening? He's getting hit with a left hook. Keep your right hand up. This is virtue. We help battle is not just knowing how to pray, but it's also virtue. Ultimately, you know, people say, well, St. Teresa of Avila did an exorcism. Well, technically, she didn't do an exorcism. She prayed for somebody who was afflicted and the demon fled. Why? The merit of her prayer, the depth of her holiness. It wasn't the formulation of her prayer. I'm not completely aware of exactly what she prayed, if anyone even knows, but the demon fled because of her holiness. So it's going to be virtue and prayer. It's what's going to make us most effective. And don't be afraid that you're going to get smacked around a little bit, because here's why. At the end of the day, I realized this. I was down at a fraternity of St. Peter Mass in the next town over not long ago. And this was before COVID. And the priest was standing his back ad orientem, right? And his back was to us. And he's wearing his fiddle back. And he was standing up doing the elevation. And as he was doing the elevation, I looked at the back of his fiddle back, and it had the Greek letter for the chi there. And it just looked like a huge target. Right. Yes. And I was like, there it is. You're targeted. Whether you're involved in the ministry or not, you are targeted as a priest. So don't believe the lies that, oh, if I start praying these prayers, I'm going to get beat up. If you get beat up, it's because God is allowing you. We don't call it spiritual attack. We call it spiritual formation, because if you get beat up, it's because God is teaching you some area of your life. God will allow a little bit. He will allow a little bit of smackdown. Not too heavy. He will allow it for your benefit to shore up somewhere in your life where you lack virtue. Often most Christians, I'll tell you, I'll just be honest with you. Most Christians, where they're at, two different things that I see working with cases. Sexual ethics, horrible among Catholics, horrible. We have no idea the clean from the unclean sexually. And the second one is our speech, believe it or not. Our speech is terrible. the way we speak, the way we detract, right? Even, just because you don't know the person, just because he's a president or a presidential candidate, doesn't give you the right to call him, and commit the sin of detraction. It doesn't mean we don't engage in the public sphere, public forum, but there's no reason, and let alone our family members, our brothers and sisters, who may have fallen away from the church or we disagree with or whatever. So cleaning up our speech, cleaning up our sexual ethics is very, very, God may allow you to get smacked down so you wake up and go, oh yeah, I'm going to keep my right up so this side of my face isn't swollen. I'm going to keep my left up so this side, and I'm going to keep my hands in my front of me because I like the way I look because I'm pretty. As Sugar Ray once said, the purpose of boxing is to hit and not get hit.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And so how do we not get hit? What's our defense? Virtue. Staying in a state of grace, growing in the merit of virtue, and then offensively in prayer.
Yeah, Dan, here's what I tell men. Y'all got an AR-15, but you have to know how to use it. You have to live in a state of grace, first of all, so there could be merit in your prayer. If you're in mortal sin, God does this with he covers his ears. He's not listening to you if you're in mortal sin. Unrepentant, unconfessed mortal sin, your prayers have no merit. Catholic men, we need to start getting into the daily rosary, the daily divine mercy, and then I tell them, and the Auxilium Christianorum prayers. I said, this is AR-15 stuff right here for Catholic men. We got to bump up our game because we got to go on the offense. The Auxilium Christianorum prayers, to me, you're protected because you're behind the shield of deprecatory prayers. You're calling upon our Lord, our Lady, the angels, and saints, so you're covered behind them, and so you're advancing kind of like the turtle, like the Romans had the turtle. What was it called?
The testudo.
That's what Auxilium Christianorum prayers are, because you're behind our Lord, our Lady, the angels and saints. So it's a testudo. You're advancing and you're protected versus being the tip of the spear saying, I command you. That's dangerous. And we'll talk about that in the next segment. We'll be back. Jess Romero, Dan Schneider, talking about imprecatory, deprecatory prayer. Hi, this is Jesse Romero from the Terry and Jesse Show, also from Jesus 911. Let's face it, we all need to use the internet, but we need screen accountability. Why? Pornography is a huge problem, especially on the internet. And every time we tap into the internet, we get bombarded with images and temptations that degrade our humanity. So we need Covenant Eye to block these pornographic sites and advertisements from infiltrating our lives. Covenant Eyes helps us take custody of our eyes and custody of our intellect. So I recommend you go to CovenantEyes.com and type in the promo code VMPR to support the network. Protect yourself and your family from the imminent threats on the internet. www.CovenantEyes.com, code VMPR. Live porn free. Thank you for listening to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Thank you. God bless you. Keep the faith.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for supporting Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And here's an easy way to support us by going to smile.amazon.com and type in Catholic Resource Center or Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And when you log in your Amazon account and you purchase products, a portion of it will go right back in supporting Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And it doesn't cost you a dime. I want to thank you ahead of time because that supports us year-round. May God bless you and your family.
Buying or selling your home or your business property? This is Terry Barber. Real Estate for Life underwrites the Terry and Jesse Show. And they can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. And when they receive their referral fee, they will give 80% of it to a pro-life organization. Wow, that's 80%. RealEstateForLife.org, 877-LIFE-US1.
now, back to Jesus 911. If this call is not an emergency, dial 888-526-2151.
And 911, Dan Schneider, Jess Romero, two-man car. Dan, I tell men that, especially right now, we're living in such evil times. I think there's an escalation of evil. I just read that 1,000 churches in France are vandalized and burned every year. It's so common, nobody even says nothing. The bishops, the diocese, the police, the news, nobody says nothing. This is constantly these attacks. And they said the suspects are generally Satanist, anarchist, and Muslim terrorist, Muslim jihadist. And so right now is a time that Catholic men have to bump up their prayer life. Quit praying like babies, okay? I get it, the basic prayers that we've been taught, you should be doing those every day. But every time I meet a Catholic man, especially when they're having some issues, I'm saying, dude, bump up your prayer life. Are you praying the rosary? No. Okay, start grabbing the rosary. Have you heard about these prayers, Auxilium Christianorum? No, what are those? Okay. Read the requirements first. You got to be a serious Catholic, live in a state of grace. But if you want to protect yourself, if you're having problems with this sin and that sin, and this is happening in your marriage, go to your pastor, tell him, Father, after this confession, I want to show you some prayers that I'm going to start praying, written by some Catholic exorcists. And I just want to let you know, as my pastor, I'm going to start these prayers. I try to put every guy I meet on this diet of the rosary, the divine mercy, and the Auxilium Christianorum prayers. Dan, is that a safe remedy for men?
Absolutely. The Testudo formation you mentioned, you would overlap your shields. So we as men, as a church, you overlap the shields and you the entire unit moves like a turtle. You know, Testudo, you hear the cognate of that, the later development into Spanish, right? So the turtle formation, you move slowly, slowly. This is when you're getting under heavy fire. Another formation that I think is a good image to come to mind, the Roman formation of the orbis. The orbis formation, where you get the word orb or circle. When a unit has been overrun, when there's only a handful of guys left, they go to the high ground, they form a circle back, you know, they circle outward, they put the wounded and their officers in the middle of the circle, and once the centurion makes the command orbis, they go into an orbis formation and they fight to the death. This is not where the Romans were, you know, the Roman genius. It's like a buzzsaw in the way the Roman army worked in formation. Right now, I would argue that the church, our culture, our society, our families, we're being overrun. The enemy's inside the wire. By engaging in spiritual warfare, beginning with the Auxilium Christianorum, but also learning the basics of spiritual warfare prayer, and then using this book, this Deliverance Prayers for Use by the Lady, you can get it on the Liber Christo webpage. Using this, you begin to form an orbis around your family with the angels and saints, and begin to protect them. And you have to make this internal commitment. I will fight to the death. I'll do whatever I have to do to protect my family. You know, this is the prayer of Joshua. As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. And you do the very best you can by pushing back. Again, the merit of your prayer and the authority of your prayer as head of household is very, very effective. And so, and the merit meaning you growing in virtue, cleaning up your language, cleaning up your all the interior stuff that you struggle with, practices, etc. Getting everything cleaned up from a position of purity, you'll start pushing back. You'll start seeing movement and positive movement in your.
Rich, your microphone's on. You got your microphone's on in studio.
Otherwise, I'm stuck with
yeah.
Reruns.
Hey, Richard.
They'll complain to Terry, and then we can say, well, look.
Richard, your microphone's on. Yeah, Richard, your microphone's on in studio. Dan, let me ask you a question. So I was tracking in the right direction. These Auxilium Christianorum prayers, this is spiritual testudo, spiritual orbis, correct? For a Catholic man that wants to protect his family, right?
Right. There's
so give us the analogy again. What's testudo, what's orbis, and connect it with Auxilium Christianorum?
Okay. Another famous book that Army officers all read, and that's the Sun Tzu and the Art of War. And this was written about the same time as the Book of Proverbs. It's, you know, it's 200, 300 BC, a book on warfare. Everybody uses this book, you know, at least in business. It was for a while, it was popular in business circles, et cetera. At the opening of one version of it, the guy that wrote Shogun, I forget the guy's name, but he did an introduction to it, and he describes a battle where it isn't in the proper, it's in the introduction that this author put in. And there was a great warrior, and this great warrior, they were commanded to stay in line, and they were facing their enemy. And this warrior decided, I can't wait. And he rushed off. He rushed and bum rushed into the enemy, and he killed like 10 guys and ran back, and everybody was cheering. The commander calls that soldier in and executes him for disobedience. So, and the lesson, I don't know the historicity of that story, but the lesson was you step out of formation. You may have won a small battle. You might have taken 10 guys down with you, but you exposed the guys in your unit to retaliation. You exposed them. You left your flank. And, as the Spartans say, the most valuable weapon on the battlefield that a Spartan has is the Spartan to his left. So you expose your buddies for your own personal gain and glory. So similar, we stay tight. We have to stay tight to our practices, very basic disciplinary stuff. You know, what's the first thing you teach a fighter? Keep your hands up. How many times did you yell into the ring with one of your fighters? Get your hands up, right? You're not a guy that can do that fancy stuff. The rest of us humans, we're not, you know, we have to keep our hands up. So part of that
is
the data discipline. We're not Mayweather. There's only one Roger Mayweather, and he ain't you, and he's not
and
me.
Sugar Ray Leonard was another exception too.
Sugar Ray Leonard was another one. So we're not that guy. We are ham and eggers. We're just going to grind it out, endure. And so part of that is just the spiritual discipline, praying set prayers every day, the rosary. Like you say, three times a day, not just knocking my prayers out and going and forgetting about God, stopping throughout the day, reading scripture, doing your prayers and praying. Notice this. You'll notice this movement that one of the first temptations you'll get is your wife's praying her prayers and you're praying your prayers, but you're not praying together. That's one of the first things that the enemy tries to do. He tries to separate you from your spouse so that you guys aren't praying together. And it doesn't have to be anything grandiose. Just praying together, praying the rosary together, praying night prayer together before you go to sleep at night. The divine mercy, doing a litany, you know, days of the week, litany to St. Joseph or other litanies together. You know, these are very effective prayers because it's the authority and the merit and the holiness of it. So when you and your spouse pray these prayers together, you have authority in your home and your holiness. This drives the effectiveness of the prayer. So yeah, there's times there are absolutely times that we are shields out, swords out, and we're going after it. But for the most part, the daily grind is just grinding it out. Imprecatory prayers or deprecatory are perfectly fine. Praying the rosary, learning how to project. This is why the auxiliary prayers are helpful, because you start to see as you begin to pray these things. Yeah, you might get slapped in a little bit. You might get a little blood on your cheek and it'll wipe off. Right. Our Lady will always take care of you if you go to her. So. But at the same time, you begin to learn how do you, you know, I remember as a fighter, a young fighter being taken. My coach would take me progressively to more and more bad gyms, bad meaning scary neighborhoods that I would not normally walk into. My coach would take me into every week I would go to a new gym in the projects to learn how to fight the tougher fighters and overcome fear. So little by little, you have to learn and spar against, you know, God will walk you upward. You know, you're not going to walk in on your first day of sparring and go against a guy that's got 40 fights or 50 fights. He's going to rip your head off, and you're not going to go to a gym where they're going to tear you up. You want a good coach that's going to walk you through and learn how to fight and match you up little by little. I mean, you did that. You didn't fight your first fight against a world champion. Eventually you became an established champion, but you work your way through it. So same thing with the auxiliary prayers. You're going to learn how to fight spiritually. This book is a very helpful book, Deliverance Prayers for the Laity. Again, I don't make a nickel off it. It's not my book. Father Ripperker wrote it. It's on the Liber Christo webpage. It is a great book. Read it. Learn how to use it. This, like you say, it's an AR-15. It's not a nuclear bomb. It's an AR-15.
This is one of the reasons why I like the prayers, the Exilium Christianorum, first of all. I like them because there's a heavy emphasis on the Blessed Mother. And so these prayers, Exilium Christianorum, written for the laity, there's a deep understanding that the Blessed Virgin Mary is the woman of Genesis 3:15 that has power and authority to crush Satan. She is the chief exorcist in the church militant. And when you say these prayers, there's just a lot of, you know, calling upon August Queen of Heaven, Heavenly Sovereign of the Angels. This, to me, is what makes these prayers highly effective, is because these prayers, we're putting our best foot forward. We're putting our strongest general out there, and she's the point man in this, and we're behind, and we're protected. Again, this is where, again, the Protestants, I slap my forehead, and it makes me sad that Dan, there is no Marian understanding in deliverance in Protestant prayers, in Protestant spiritual warfare. And these guys are fighting a battle with, they got a 30-round clip, and they got probably like 10 bullets in there. They're just firing a lot of blanks and stuff. It's not a fully loaded clip. If you're not calling upon Our Lady's intercession, if there's no sacramental understanding to heal the person, if there's no sacraments involved, and if there's no, again, also the understanding of the difference between a ministerial priest and the royal priest, so that's lay Catholics, that makes spiritual warfare outside the Catholic Church deficient, not as effective, and could be even dangerous because they are stepping outside of their bounds. They're acting like generals when they're just foot soldiers, right? We'll talk more about that in the fourth segment. I want you to clean that statement up and just slice and dice it. My name is Jesse Romero, Dan Schneider, Dr. Dan Schneider. We're talking about the Exilium Christianorum prayers. I've been praying them for years together with my wife every night. This is serious Catholicism. We're talking about.
Help the Helpless, a Minnesota St. Paul nonprofit organization chaired by Father of Tyr and volunteers, is humbly asking you for your kind support to help the poor and the handicapped children in India and Ecuador. Through financial support from the Help of the Helpless benefactors, the children are provided with clothing, food, education, shelter, and the teachings of the Catholic Church. The mission is to help children thrive and become self-sufficient young adults leading productive lives. We also provide aid to poor families in Ecuador with food baskets, medicines, medical assistance, and help with funeral needs for the deceased. The work in India is done by Father Antonio's organization, St. Mary's. In Ecuador, the work is being done by the Servant Sisters of the Home of Mother. You can call us at 877-762-8857. To learn more, please visit our website, www.helpthehelpless.org. God bless you.
Hebrews 11:3 says, "By faith we come to understand." According to St. Augustine, understanding is the reward of faith. Therefore, seek not to understand that you may believe, but believe that you may understand. May God grant us a strong living faith in Him and His divine plan of salvation, and help us to believe so that we may understand.
Buying or selling your home or your business property? This is Terry Barber. Real Estate for Life underwrites the Terry and Jesse Show, and they can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. And when they receive their referral fee, they will give 80% of it to a pro-life organization. Wow, that's 80%. RealEstateForLife.org, 877-LIFE-US1.
Now, back to Jesus 911. If this call is not an emergency, dial 888-526-2151.
10-8, two Catholic men reporting for duty under the patronage of Our Lady in the service of the Lord Jesus Christ and faithful to Holy Mother Church. We're talking about the Auxilium Christianorum prayers. Before you start these prayers, there's a link that says requirements, and it's basically everything that we're talking about here. You have to live a life of sanctifying grace. You can't be living a wretched life as a sinful pagan, you know, living an unclean life, an immoral life, say, I'm going to start these prayers. No. You should go to your confessor. You should go to your priest. Say, Father, I want to live a serious life. Here's some prayers that I'm going to embrace. I'm having problems in these areas. After your confession, show them these prayers. And again, when you pray these prayers, you also have to enter into a life of meditation. Pray the rosary daily. Meditate upon God and holy things, Our Lady, throughout the day. Use sacramentals. Wear sacramentals. These are your Christian dog tags. And also continue to working on those areas in your life, those defects in your life where you know there's an area of weakness. And also, you want to just increase your devotion to your guardian angel, to Our Lady under the title Virgin Most Powerful. And make sure that in your house you have blessed images of Our Lady, Our Lord, a crucifix, St. Michael the Archangel. Dan, when I share these prayers with men, and I say, okay, dude, we're going to pray these set of prayers. Let's pray them together. And we start off, Most Gracious Virgin Mary, thou who hast crushed the head of the serpent, protect us from the vengeance of the evil. After I'm done, I get men of all ages. They go, whoa, were those Catholic prayers? I said, yeah. Dude, my boys, they're two young street cops right now. And my daughter, when they were younger, when I started these prayers like 10 years ago, my boys were wrestling in high school. One went off to, wanted to wrestle in college. Both were in our street cops. One's a sergeant in the Army as well. And when I showed my boys these prayers, so I'm trying to snap them back, you know, they're 15, 16. And I get introduced to these prayers, and I sat down with them and prayed these prayers with my boys and my daughter. The boys, they looked at me. They said, Dad, where do you get these prayers? Dad, can you show these to my coach and the wrestling team? Dad, we should put all the wrestlers on this. My son goes, Dad, I'm going to take this to all the guys in my unit in the Army, Dad. I'm going to show this to all the Catholic guys and to the chaplain. You know, they're in Phoenix Police Department right now. Dad, I'm meeting these guys that are into the faith. Dad, I want to show them these prayers. My sons, a light flipped in their soul when I introduced them to these prayers. Now they pray them. They don't live with me anymore. They're gone. They're up. They got their own families. They pray them every night because the reactions when they say, they go, Dad, these are manly prayers. Dad, yeah. These are, they just got it. Just the language there. And when I show these to men, construction workers, firefighters, you know, football players, you know, a Navy SEAL guy just called me up over the weekend and he was saying, hey, Jess, I want to, I've heard you a couple times on a podcast and I want to bump up my prayer life. I said, okay, go download these prayers. I said, pray them, call me back. He called me up later on. He goes, this is an active Navy SEAL Catholic. He goes, these are life-changing. I'm going to share this with all the SEALs in my unit that are Catholic. This is a SEAL, an active SEAL that called me and says, I want to bump up my prayer life. I know you can help me. I gave him these prayers, and he was doing backflips on the other side of the phone. Yeah. Dan.
You know what this is?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So
we've all seen Samba, right? Hakuna Matata. Samba's a – remember that our kids watched it. We're all as Catholic men. We're like Hakuna Matata. We're kind of happy, no worries, eating bugs, right? But when a man engages, this is like Samba getting red meat for the first time. It's like, whoa, I was made for this, and you start to recognize that. The same thing when a priest who is afraid of doing any sorts of liberation and deliverance prayers or even exorcism, when a priest first does this for the very first time, he he recognizes the power of God, and we as men recognize this as well. Now, let me throw something out about women. This is very important that women, you know, working with their husbands together, saying, "Yeah, let's pray these prayers together," and you know, obviously working with your confessor or your spiritual director, making sure that you're connected. But a wife praying these for her husband is a very powerful prayer. You have a husband who's the wife of this Navy SEAL. She should be praying these prayers for him, for his protection as well. Praying the Angelus for each other, praying the Exilium prayers for each other. It's a very, very effective way. But when a man gets it, it's when he finally, you know, we all grew up shooting shotguns and plinking cans with a 22. The first time you shoulder an AR-15, or the first time you stand behind an M60 and put, you know, 7.62 down range with an M60 machine gun, it's like, yeah, this is cool. I got it. This makes sense.
Dan, clean this up, but here's my take on this from a blue collar, just in the field type of understanding. The Exilium Christianorum prayers, they're top heavy with calling upon Our Lady, August Queen of Heaven. They're top heavy. It's got litanies as well that are powerful, but here's what I tell guys, and they say, "Just kind of explain to me why these are powerful. I see the language. The language is just laser focused. It's sharp. It's strong." They go, "It's strong." I said, "But here's why." I said, "Remember Genesis 3:15. The devil knows that Mary has power and authority, full power, in fact, full power and full authority over the diabolical, yep, over the kingdom of darkness. He knows that. He knows the spiritual laws, the rules and regulations of spiritual warfare, and he knows that he is under her heel. Now, I said, the devil and demons, they don't mind getting slapped around by God because they know that God is, come on, they're saying, hey, God, you know. Here's the analogy I give men. You're a bully because that's what demons are. You go to a bar and you start shooting your mouth off to Brock Lesnar, okay, from the UFC, or the young Mike Tyson, okay? Yeah.
Or the old Mike Tyson.
Or even, yeah, Mike Tyson and Brock Lesnar are going to clean your clock, bully. So when you go home with two black eyes and your teeth all knocked out, your wife says, "What happened to you?" "Oh, I was at the bar," and, you know, you kind of puff out your chest. "Yeah, I got into it with Mike Tyson. Yeah, I gave him a good run for his money, but I lost." Duh. Yeah, duh. Or Brock Lesnar. Now, that would be like the analogy like God driving a demon out. I mean, come on. You don't stand a chance. Now, imagine the bully going to the bar and you start shooting off your mouth and you get your clock cleaned by a 15-year-old Jewish woman who's a virgin. You get home, all your teeth are gone. You got two black eyes. Your wife says, "What happened to you?" "I was shooting off my mouth and I got into it. I got in a bar fight." "Who'd you fight? Brock Lesnar, Mike Tyson?" "No, I don't even know who her name was. She's a Jew. She was a young Jewish 15-year-old virgin and she cleaned my clock." See, demons, there's no shame in getting beat up by God, who's Father, Son, and Spirit. He's all powerful, all knowing, all present everywhere. No beginning, no end, supernatural. But to be beat up again and again by someone who's of a lower species, because humans are of a lower species than angels and demons, and to continue getting your clock cleaned by somebody of a lower species, that's humiliating. And this is what these prayers do. These prayers humiliate the devil because he has to follow this power and authority set up by God in Genesis 3:15. Dan, am I tracking in the right direction?
You're spot on tracking. If you look at the Exilium Christianorum is help of Christians. Our Lady, help of Christians. She's very prominent. Saint John Bosco had a tremendous devotion to her. She was very popular in northern Italy in the Alps area. If you look at the image, you can pull it up. I'm not sure how well that's showing, but you see she's in heaven. She's holding her son. So it's the incarnation. She's crowned. You see the 12 stars around her head. Her and Jesus are wearing crowns. He's some of the times you'll see him holding the orb of the earth. The world is in his hand, but the scepter is in her hand. So from heaven, she's Queen Mother, and the scepter is in her hand. So in the spiritual battle, you've got God's greatest angelic creature, Lucifer, the shining star, and his greatest human creature, who defeats him in the prophecy of Genesis 3:15. She defeats him through cooperation with her son, and like no other way. But her scepter, her power as queen mother, this is how she helps Christians, interceding for us with her son as queen. And this is the fifth, what we call the fifth Marian doctrine, co-redemptrix, mediatrix, advocate. And this is how she intercedes for us, us here on earth. And to ignore that in spiritual combat, whether it's just trying to clean up things in our homes or whatever, you're going into the battlefield with a, you know, you're playing a laser tag. You're not, or you got a, you know, you got a pellet gun. You got to pump it up and shoot some pellets out there. And you're not using all the weapons that God has laid out for us, right?
Dan, and I'll tell you what's sad. I get it that Protestants don't get this because they haven't read your PhD thesis and other stuff from Dr. Marivella and others. But I don't get it that Catholic deliverance models would completely abrogate the role of Mary in their deliverance models. I don't get that. I get it that Protestants don't understand this because they don't have the fullness of faith. But Catholics who do have access to the fullness of faith, not using the Blessed Virgin Mary in a Protestant deliverance model, I think they do grave damage to the users of their model. My opinion.
No, it's also a very sound observation. Catholics don't make very good Protestants, and we shouldn't act like we are. We should use what we have at our disposal. It makes no sense. It's like me going into Iraq with I was a Cobra pilot, AH-1 Cobra, attack helicopter pilot. They're like, hey, sir, do you want rockets, 2.75 FFAR rockets? No, I'm just going to drop some water balloons. Okay, sir. You want the 20 millimeter? I got 750 rounds of 20 millimeter, every seventh round tracer. You want the 20 millimeter? Nah, you know what? I got my grandpa's BB gun. I'm going to shoot a BB gun at him. I'm good. I don't need those weapons. You know, I mean, it doesn't make sense. You go into combat, you use what is at your disposal. You know, you use what they give to you. It's like you going out, you're in a riot situation, or you're going into this, like, hey, you want your body armor? Nah, I'm good. I put extra starch in my shirt to clean yours today.
I did 50 push-ups last night. I'm ready.
Exactly. Yeah. I did a deck of cards this morning. I'm good.
Dan, we'll continue this. Next week, I want to talk with you about the imposition of hands, how it relates to us, the history of the imposition of hands. We'll do that next Monday as it relates to spiritual warfare. Hey, you've been listening to Jesus 911, Dr. Dan Schneider, Jesse Romero, Two Man Car. We're 10-7. We are out. Up next, Gary Machuda, Hands-On Apologetics, coming to you from the Midwest Command Center. Stay tuned. See you next time. Same Christ time, same Christ channel. Keep the faith.
St. Faustina's Prayer for Priests. Oh my Jesus, I beg thee on behalf of the whole church, grant it love and the light of thy spirit, and give power to the words of priests, so that hardened hearts might be brought to repentance and return to thee, O Lord. Lord, give us holy priests. Thou thyself maintain them in holiness. O divine and great high priest, may the power of thy mercy accompany them everywhere and protect them from the devil's traps and snares, which are continually being set for the souls of priests. May the power of thy mercy, O Lord, shatter and bring to naught all that might tarnish the sanctity of priests. For thou canst do all things. Amen. Virgin most powerful, pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful Radio, sharing the gospel with clarity and charity.